Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. I have some personal news to share. Last Monday, I had surgery for a pacemaker and became a little bit more of a machine. I have to tell you, just saying this to all of you goes against so much of my upbringing in Austria, where nobody ever talked about medical issues. Everything related to healthcare was kept to yourself. But I've gotten so many messages and emails from people who were born with a bicuspid aortic valve, like me, telling me that talking about my valve replacement surgeries has given them courage and hope to deal with their own. Since I know that going against my secretive instinct and being transparent helps people, it only feels right to talk about this. First of all, I want you to know I'm doing great. I had my surgery on Monday, and by Friday, I was already at a big environmental event with my friend and fellow fitness crusader, Jane Fonda. By the way, when we talk about exercise being the only magic pill to slow down aging, look at Jane. She's 10 years older than me, turning 87 this year, and she's healthy and looks fantastic. Nobody would ever have thought I started the week with a surgery. I want to thank my whole team at the Cleveland Clinic. All of the doctors and nurses took amazing care of me and made the surgery as painless as possible. They also advised me that it was time to go through with this because some scar tissue from my previous surgery had made my heartbeat irregular. It had been like that for a few years. So I stayed in touch with my medical team and visited in person at least once a year to get a full checkup and see how my heart was doing. That's life with a genetic heart issue. But you won't hear me complaining. My mother and her mother's bicuspid valves killed them. I'm still here because of medical innovation and being very diligent about staying in touch with my doctors and listening to them. My mom refused to have the valve replacement surgery. But back then, the only option was open heart. Today, they're replacing valves with non-invasive procedures where you can go home the same day. I had my valves replaced for the first time in 1997, which required open heart surgery. They told me both valves would last 12 to 15 years. Dr. Stans did a wonderful job, and they made it 21 years. So by the time I went in for replacement in 2018, the non-invasive option was available. Of course, you know that there was a little screw-up at the hospital in Los Angeles, and my non-invasive surgery became open heart. They only replaced one of the two valves, so I headed to the Cleveland Clinic in 2020 and did the other one. This time, the non-invasive transcatheter valve replacement worked. But with all of those surgeries, my doctors told me it was more important than ever to stay on top of the situation, and I checked in all of the time sharing heart rate information from home. We knew the heartbeat was irregular, and my fantastic team watched it like a hawk. They told me they would let me know when it was time for a pacemaker. I went in for my normal checkup at the beginning of March on my way to the Arnold Sports Festival, and they did a full series of tests. When I got home to Los Angeles, I was talking to one of my best friends. They told me that they had a pacemaker implanted. It was a quick recovery, and their energy levels were back to what they were used to. That's one thing you learn about an irregular heartbeat. All that extra work your heart does wears you out. Man, if I can be honest with you, I struggled with those 16-hour days at the Arnold Sports Festival. You was at the beginning of March and in the UK last week, visiting as many sports as possible and walking through those crowds of hundreds of thousands of fitness fanatics. The same day I talked to my friend, one of my doctors called to tell me that after looking at all of my results and data and knowing I had 6 weeks until it was time to film FUBAR Season 2, it was time to go for it. The doctors told me they want many more seasons of FUBAR, and this was the best way. I told them I'd stop in Cleveland on my way home from the UK, and we'd do it. Monday, I went under and got my new machine part installed. Like I said, by Friday, I was out doing my normal environmental work, and nobody knew anything. I can't do my serious training in the gym for a while, but I will be 100% ready for FUBAR next month. I could have kept it a secret, but I know that we have more than 750,000 subscribers now on the daily newsletter. Well, if we are being exact, it's actually 775,000. The Village is a city now, and we have tens of thousands of people who listen to every episode of this podcast. I know a lot of you are probably dealing with your own health challenges, and I want you to know you aren't alone. And if you're putting something off out of fear, I hope I inspire you to listen to your doctors and take care of yourself. This Village is a place for us to be open and honest, because it's impossible to be truly positive when you keep everything bottled up. That's what Arnold's Pump Club is all about. There are weights that none of us can lift alone. But together, we can lift anything. We can lift up the world. Now, let's get to today's tips. Sometimes it can feel like you need to be perfect with every meal, but science paints a very different picture. If you want to be healthy and even lose weight, scientists found that you can have dessert and indulgences without needing to stress. Researchers compared people who followed a typical diet of eating the same thing daily to those who followed the same diet that doubled their caloric intake once per week. The scientists called it planned hedonic deviations. We just call it finding time for a really good meal. Those who enjoyed the bonus meal reported having an easier time sustaining their motivation and self-control around food than those who never got the break. Just as important, those who snuck in the bonus meal lost similar weight despite the weekly indulgence. There are three important lessons. First, a meal plan that delivers the foods you need is the foundation of your diet. Protein and fiber are the base, but you can enjoy carbs and fat and be healthy. If the foundation is in place, you can enjoy foods that aren't nutritious. And super restrictive plans are unlikely to work if you never find time for the foods you love. Research suggests that a little preparation can help turn your goals into plans that are more likely to succeed and allow for indulgences. If you need help building your foundation, Trifecta's ready-to-eat meals are the easy way to eat better instantly. Trifecta allows you to choose how many meals you want each week and select your dietary preferences. Everything from plant-based meals to paleo. Trifecta ships you vacuum-sealed meals that can be ready in 2 minutes, and you can keep them in your refrigerator for 10 days when you need something delicious and healthy. Trifecta's meals are designed by a 2-Michelin-star chef, and you can adjust your plan to fit any dietary preference or need. Hit the easy button with Trifecta and simplify your diet to 50% off your order, and because you're part of the positive corner of the internet, you'll also receive a free order of ready-to-eat salmon. Visit trifectanutrition.com/pumpclub and use the code ArnoldEats at checkout to receive your discount. Here's another reminder that little wins add up to big victories. New research suggests that 2 hours of uninterrupted sitting can cause health issues. Even if you are fit and exercise daily, too much sitting can still increase blood pressure and arterial stiffness. Your solution is to set a timer for every 2 hours as a reminder to get up and move. If you're stuck somewhere like a plane or classroom, fidget in your seat, trace the alphabet with your feet, tap your toes, or perform calf raises. Any movement works. As we shared last week, even 15 steps can make a difference. If you can limit the number of times throughout the day when you sit for more than 2 hours, you can support better health. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.